Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Monday night, inner sight, mad or glad Monday.
Yes.
The big mad
for
us at inner sight. And a typical example, a striking example of how the Americans with Disability Act should be immediately amended to protect people with service dogs. Inner Sight is involved in helping a person service dog we help to train and certify, and this person, the dog is a she, this person got evicted over the period of the COVID, and this person also lost her spouse,
which is hard.
Sharing the rent with her, so fell behind on the rent and so on, and got evicted. Now, the first thing here I want to mention is, why didn't the agencies for the disabled help this person? So they didn't get evicted.
Right. You know,
they could have used that issue to raise money.
That's right.
So she became homeless, went to the Department of Social Service here in Suffolk County, which to me is an absolutely damn-ass disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they wouldn't place her in housing without separating her from her dog. I mean, this is a horror.
It is. Both aspects of it.
It's a psychiatric service dog, and that dog is needed for more than one reason.
Yes.
So Inner Sight endorsed a letter through an attorney, and she has a caseworker who's trying to help her. But I think it, and yours truly is going to call the county exec office tomorrow. I already spoke to some of the news people. I don't know if this will become a news story, but this is absolutely outrageous, and I blame the politicians for this.
Yeah, I do too.
Because they are not protecting us. There should be immediate enforcement in a situation like this. The police should have jurisdiction because social service is interfering with somebody's well-being, somebody's mind, creating more anxiety.
Mm-hmm, than they need to.
And it's really amazing how the dog is getting through all this and helping this person with the anxiety. But what we need is an immediate help. The ADA, all these agencies should have an ADA person standing by.
Yep.
You know, and have the authority, if need be, to call in the police and say, look, they won't help this person, you know. We want summonses handed out, and we want arrest. That's what should happen.
Yeah.
Just like they would protect anybody else.
That's right.
The DSS can't say, we're not going to help an ordinary person who's eligible because they got evicted. They have to help that person.
Yes, they do.
And they're not allowed to separate that person in any way from their well-being or their mind. See? So it's only happening to the disabled.
Yeah.
And it's a horror. It's absolutely horrible. You know? So supposing you, the person, finds a place on their own, let's say. Accept them with the service door, you know? All right?
Mm-hmm.
And they call the DSS from out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
know, and say, look, I found a place. This place will take me with my service dog.
Right.
You know? Pay him. Come over here and pay him. Get us out of the cold. We're homeless.
Yeah.
See? What a damn disgrace that this could happen in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I have a feeling that it happens every day.
Yeah.
Every day. All the other people that we don't hear about. We happen to hear about this one because we trained the dog.
That's right.
We certified and trained the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a definite mad that the politicians refuse, and I've met with my congressman, refuse to amend the Americans with Disability Act to protect against situations like this.
Yeah, no.
What a damn ass disgrace.
And the funny thing is, you go to each of them, and it's like they have a to me it sounds like a speech that they're going to give us on why they can't help. And that really bothers me also, because you're ready to say no before anything is presented, and that's not right. I mean,
bunch of bull.
You know,
it's the same guy who refused to amend this law sends me an email that the VA doesn't recognize service dog and has nothing to do with getting them into the hands of those who serve this country, you know?
Right.
And he's sponsoring another law, you know, to provide grants to the VA. Why don't you just amend the damn Americans with Disability Act?
There's a law already there.
How can you sponsor another law when you can't even control the current law?
That's right. I have to laugh because it's repeat of the same dumb thing. I'm sorry. I have to say it that way.
Yeah. And what's going to be the enforcement behind that, if any?
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I say. It's not going to come about and be the same darn law. It's just going to be nothing. And people go, oh, no, it'll be the same
Why
law.
Create another law when you already have one
that's
supposed to be there for the disabled?
That's right. I just sit down and I'm shaking my head when I hear that stupidity. Really, I am. It's just not, you know, helpful in any way. How could you make something that's there helpful? You can't. You need to go with what is already there, completely overhaul it, and then you'll have...
Oh, the politicians don't listen. They don't listen to us.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
They don't listen to us. They listen to what they believe is going to get them votes, see?
Yeah, that's true.
This congressman has a motive. He believes that come election time, he's going to wave this in front of the face of all the veterans, and they're all going to vote for him.
That's what he believes, yeah.
But the ADA doesn't protect those people.
No, they don't. But he's also got to take into consideration all the people who are disabled. Now, if he put that in a different notion, we all would take stand and vote for him. But he's not doing that.
I mean, I'm for getting the VA to help the veterans with service tools. But do it through the Americans with Disability Act. That way you can
include
everybody.
Right. You'll include all the disabled, not
include
just
the schools, the service dog schools, and the
everything.
VA and everybody.
And everybody. That's right. He doesn't
That's
want to
what
do
needs
that
to be
for
done.
Some reason.
And
well,
believe me, it would be
it.
A lot easier. It would be a lot easier to pass an amendment on the ADA than it's going to be to sponsor a whole new law, and especially at this time, ask the Congress for more money.
Yeah, sure will be.
You know, the money is already there for the guide dog schools.
I know.
Make them use it in a better way.
That's right. It's mind-boggling, Frank. I just sit there and I could shake my head till the sun comes out the next day, and nothing will be said or done in a manner that's constructive with that.
No.
That really scares.
We're
going
to keep on putting it out there.
Yeah, you have to.
I'll tell you that.
You have to tell the stories that come in. Yeah, heck yeah.
Use it.
Mm-hmm. And if you are in the situation, call us. We'll help you. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
I mean, this is crazy.
We might not have a lot of money, but you know what? We have the knowledge. Knowledge can beat money a lot of times. So just call. You know, and we'll help. You know?
The guy called me, who's a veteran, and he got the dog trained on his own. They won't give him the medical.
Yeah.
For the dog. You know?
I tell
that
you,
guy should
what
use
a,
that. He should use it.
Yeah. Shit is right. I sit here and I go, what craziness. What craziness.
It's absolutely insane. We have to
conduct
our lives
along
this line.
Yeah, you
know? And it's so stupid that the criteria for somebody who's disabled should be a lot different than the criteria of somebody not disabled, because
that's true.
If this person that we're speaking of weren't disabled, they would have put this person in a shelter.
Yes, they would have.
Because she's disabled and she has a service dog, they're not helping her.
That's right.
They want to separate her and the dog.
So stupid.
You know what
you
I
know
say
what
to those jackasses?
They want
to
put her
take an injection and make an injection that'll separate you and your mind.
There you go.
Let's see how you survive.
That's right. That's what they want to do.
Stupidity.
Also, you know what they really would like to do? Separate her from reality and put her in a nursing home. That's what they want to do. In truth.
Oh, yeah.
If they could do that legally right now, they would.
Well, they'd have to prove it. She'd have to meet the criteria. I don't think she would meet the criteria.
Yeah, I know.
But that's another story.
Believe me, if they had.
But even there, they would want to separate her from the service.
From family,
All right, in a
they
site,
don't believe in animals helping people. That's the problem.
Brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Akita Rescue. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Joanne Diamond, Akita Lady, thank her for all her help. So adopt an Akita. Big East Akita Rescue. Yes, and I want to thank Gary for all his help.
Oh, yeah.
For giving out the food, cat food, dog food.
Mm-hmm.
Medical, when he's able to do it for the animals. Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the way to go if you need dog food and cat food.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God
for
Gary. He's been helping this person that we've been speaking of.
Oh,
to feed the dog.
That's awesome.
See? Not that the damn social service would give a damn about that either.
No, they put, you know where they put it? They put it in the stupid, what do they call that thing? Oh, Medicare, CAID, food stamps. Now, this is kind of crazy if you really ask me. I sit down and I just mind boggled. On how they or why they
your phone is very wobbly and cracky.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's been telling me that I got to get a new phone. Can't afford it right at the moment.
try calling back in and make clear up.
Yeah.
All right, Nobody Stars on Long Island, 631-484-3085. You can talk to Gary. Let's see. Kennedy Realty, my buddy. Islip, New York, buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy Realty, good friend to Inner Sight, 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his help in keeping the show on the air. Appreciate that. Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our good friends, thank you. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, helping Inner Sight. You need any information on advocacy, on legislation concerning the disabled, give them a call, 631-880-7929. 880-7929 on the silo. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090.
Yep.
And we urge you to remember, go an extra mile for a child.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, some of the youngsters who we celebrate every night who have passed away. All right, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. I want to thank James Bahamundi for helping. Wrote a letter to try to help this person that we're speaking of, who now is homeless. All right, James Bahamundi, civil rights attorney, 516-783-9662. Thank you, Jim. Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you want to talk about it, call us here. I was very glad to hear that President Joe called for the for this Russian guy to be out of power. He doesn't belong there, causing all this trouble. So at least the president stood up for us there. And as I said the other night, don't underestimate the President of the United States. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Suzanne, you there?
Hi, Frank. I am here for a short time. It keeps disconnecting me and dropping me out. I don't know what's wrong.
Well, it sounds better now.
Yeah, I didn't press certain things. I'm hoping that was it. That was the problem. So.
213-816-1650. You want to check the line, see if there's anybody on the line?
No, there's
Mad
nobody
or Glad.
Now. Yeah, nobody's on the line.
All right, Mad or Glad Monday
mm-hmm.
on Inner Sight. And, you know, we advocate for all these things. We talk about them. We demand simple things, you know, just
yeah.
simple safety, simple, you know. When we say there should be enforcement
mm-hmm.
on the ADA, you know, that works two ways. If the
yeah.
person is a phony and the dog is not a real service dog, that'll come out.
It sure will.
That can be proven. That should be proven.
Easily.
You know?
Yeah. You know
We're
how
not
many
talking about a dog that's unruly and lunging at people and all that, you know?
Yeah. Or a school that claims to be a school and is not teaching people right. They have that too. They're just helping people, you know, get on an airplane in a frontward way so they don't have to, you know, do anything with their dog and put them in one of those, I don't know, they have the special shelters that they put in below. They don't want the dog to go in that special shelter and put them below.
Well, the dog has to be certified. That's one of the things Innocite does.
Yeah, but some people don't do that, Frank. You know what they do? They claim their dog as, say, an emotional support dog, right? And then doctor writes them out, blah, 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 and they get emotional support dog to come in the cabin with them. Meanwhile, the emotional support dog isn't an emotional support dog anyway. And then they get this, all this taken care of. They get to spend time with their dog in the cabin of the plane, and that's it. That's what they do. So
why there should be a law.
That's right.
To protect people.
That's right.
You know, and to enforcement. On both sides.
That's right.
Both
they
sides.
Should be happy that we're doing it this way. Really.
Yeah.
That's one thing we have to address, is why aren't you happy that we're, thinking of it that way? Because you'll get more people wanting to come to get a licensed dog,
the reason you don't have a law is because all these agencies and these guide dog schools are not supporting it.
That's right.
They don't want us to be in control.
Equal. That's right.
And equal.
Yep.
So they're not supporting it. And that's where all the trouble comes in, and the innocent suffer.
That's right.
Because of it. And the people who really need the dogs, service dogs that are legitimate.
That's right. Like, for the people who've been continually assaulted, and then they need a PTSD dog, and yet they can't even get a PTSD dog for them to have,
Explain what those letters stand for.
Okay. I'm just going to make it quite simple so people don't, know. It's an emotional support dog that will help you with stressful situation, so the dog is trained in that manner so that it will help you with exactly that, when you're stressed.
Now, a lot of dogs, for people who don't know, pick that up naturally.
Oh, yeah.
They bond with the person.
Yeah.
They understand
what
the person needs and what the person is going through. So
yeah,
they pick it up in a natural way.
Yep.
Formal training.
That's true. You want to know what happened with me? When I was in the fire, remember I had the fire on my face and all that? After the fire, I had a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder. I could not see, fire or have fire crackle, that crackling sound when it first starts. I couldn't handle it. I just felt really uncomfortable right at the beginning after that started happening to me. I was on my face and on my persona.
Where was your aide
just,
when that happened?
She went crazy, I swear. She's the one who went crazy, and I wasn't. I was just
Where
like,
was she when that happened?
She was there. She just kept saying, "What do I do? What do I do?"
She was there in the room with you?
Yeah, she was.
And she didn't know what to
do. How do I help you? She didn't know what to do, no. So what I asked her to do, get me water and shut off the oxygen machine. And that's what she did do. She did exactly what I told her.
Well,
but
the first thing you need to do is shut the oxygen off.
Exactly. So I said, please get me water so I could put out my face. This is being done while I'm burning, while I'm still burning. And I have the decency in my mind to still think. I couldn't even believe that when I got off. And I had a third-degree burn on my upper lip all the way down to my chin. Yeah. I don't know how I did it. I really don't. I didn't know how I thought at that point. I know God wants me here for a very special reason. That's how I say. Every time I think
your
about
it. Your aide should have been more alert to smother that flame.
Well, my friend told me that if I were there, I would have just taken any blanket, I don't care what it is, and I would have smothered the flame out. I said,
mm-hmm.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking that it was an old cotton blanket and that it wouldn't smother the flame and it would damage my two dogs instantaneously that were on the bed. She said, I would have thrown the dogs with your hands on the floor, let them go find the owner of the house so they could call the ambulance. Where was your aide? She asked the same thing. I said, she was there. She called the ambulance. It's just that the time went so, so slow for the ambulance to get there. My husband went out to get breakfast. Everything was wrong, you know. So I'm lucky that,
Crazy.
Everything went wrong.
Sure, they got to train these aides better.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
What do you do in case of a fire, you know?
Yeah. Now you know it. It was so scary to me for a long time whenever something went crackly. You know, I don't know why it was, but it still, I could see white underneath my chin a little bit, and it's right underneath my chin, but it's mostly when you hear that crackle sound. That bothers me of a fire. Yeah.
All right. In a sight, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home show.
Yeah.
Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Nursing homes kill people.
Yes, they do.
Wednesday night. Now, Thursday, what's the title? Can you dig up the title for Thursday?
I gotta go back and look now. I just closed it, you know. Give me a moment. Just go to Wednesday.
Well, let's see if we can get the title.
We are.
827, New York.
Oh, is that the one that says nursing homes are like dictators? They take all your money, rob you of your living quarters, and abuse residents? Or is it
that's the tweet we sent out.
Yeah, we did. Oh, there's another one that says nursing homes kill people, get rid of them. We said that. They aren't so sweet anymore. Why is this in there?
No, we're talking about Thursday.
No, I don't have it right here. I have to look again.
Not Wednesday.
No, I know.
Up-and-coming show on Thursday.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking.
Title. But anyway.
I don't know why it's not on here. I'll look for it.
In the meantime, see if you can pull up the Able News.
Yes, I can.
And we'll play that
get back to the,
here on Inner Sight Live.
Yeah, hang on. Save. Okay, go down.
And we thank Able for the ad.
Oh, yeah, she's real cool. Here it is, I'm ready.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, and Friday night is the funnies. We got a big response out of the Cosell thing we did last week.
Had fun with that.
Maybe we'll bring them back as a... You know, special guest, special request. So join us Friday night and have some fun here on Inner Sight Freedom. By the way, 213-816-1650. You want to talk about something you're mad about or glad about? I heard on the news that... President Biden is trying to get a tax hike through for the billionaires.
Oh, geez.
You know, 20%, you know. And I'm just, as I'm listening to that, I'm thinking to myself, why the hell doesn't he reroute some of this money that's not being used right for the disabled?
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm thinking mostly of these nursing homes.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at all
that
money.
Yeah.
Where people could be in their own homes.
That's right. Oh, my freaking elbow. Sorry.
Well, the politicians keep missing home plate.
That's right. They keep missing
the home plate.
That's right.
I
don't want it. I don't want the nursing home plate. They could keep it.
No, they keep doing everything for everybody except what we need.
That's right.
You ever notice that?
Yeah.
You know, you want to help people with money, get rid of these damn nursing homes. Not one disabled person, there's about 40 million of us in the country, not one disabled person, I could safely say, is happy with nursing homes.
Oh, no. I could tell you that for a fact. They hate them.
You know. So that should be enough.
Are we going to do the story? Is Michelle
going to
do the story? Or are we going to wait for that?
What?
Are we going to put up a story about, you know, or let say anything about Michelle doing a story or wait?
No. Hold there's on. No story.
Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, okay.
Did you get an answer from her?
Not yet.
No,
I'm just waiting here, trying to look for the one that we were talking about, and I can't seem to find it.
I heard
that
another
really
thing on the news
annoying.
That
this
guy who owns that electric car company.
Oh, Tesla?
Yeah. He said he got COVID again.
He got COVID again?
That's what he's
That's
saying.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. Wow. Who knows? Why would he put that on the news?
I don't know.
You know,
it
seems
very,
to me
I,
like
I
that would be like an internal memo. It wouldn't be on the news, but I don't know.
Exactly.
Sounds kind of weird.
My doctor, it sounds real fishy.
Who knows?
I think he did that just to let people know that he got COVID, so they don't have to call everybody all at once. You know, I don't know.
Well, who knows? Anyway, he said he got it again, which means he had it before.
Yeah, and they...
You know, you would think that people with all this money would do better things for their immune system. You know what that tells me?
I can't.
He's going to the wrong doctors.
That's right.
If he got COVID again,
yeah,
I don't think he's going to the right doctor.
That's right.
Anyway.
Wow.
Well, I wish him well. And also, I want to wish a woman well up in Massachusetts. Your aide wishes you well, Angela, in the hospital in Massachusetts. She has cellulitis.
And
had to go to the hospital, and I spoke to her aide the other night, who shall remain anonymous.
Right.
And so, Angela, we wish you well. You don't know us, but we know of you.
Yes.
And hurry up and get out of that hospital.
That's right.
She's only 68 years old.
If she don't
we don't want you
dead.
To wind up in a damn nursing home.
No, nobody deserves
we'll have to come
home.
Up there and get you out.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Mother, 213.
Sucks.
Hold it, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. You have what?
I don't have this, and I'm really pissed off at myself. I had it before I came on the show.
You don't have
now
what?
I can't find it. Well, I had it up, the, you know, what we were talking about. Now I can't find it. Seems
what
like
do you mean? The title?
Yeah.
The Thursday show?
Yeah. It disappeared.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. I don't know, but we'll...
The government and the agencies are like dictators without weapons. We did that one, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, that's an old show.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to find one. It's driving me
nuts.
Did that
a couple of weeks ago. So,
No. Yeah, I think we did, you're right. Oh, well.
We'll find it, and we'll announce it, and
we'll do it.
And,
yeah, we'll do it. Not a problem. We'll find it out. Just bothers
on
me
this
that I can't find it now.
Mad or Glad Monday. And you know, one of the things that really bothers me, I got to tell you, is all the deaf-blind people, and I've met many of them, deaf-blind that are forgotten.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
You know? Really forgotten, more
I
than
like I'm not helped a lot
than the other type of disabilities.
I know.
You know, a lot needs to be done. A lot more needs to be done. And I'd like to see these agencies who say that they're helping the deafblind. I'd like to see them step up and start making everything so the deaf-blind people can access it.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough is out there with that.
Oh, that reminds me. I approached our Helen Keller National Center about the ramp and the lift, right? And she says, we don't do that.
No, what do you expect?
So I said... Yeah, I know. I didn't expect too much, so.
We know they don't do that.
They don't. They should change their rules. That's right. And I did say that. She said, how do you expect to
change your rules? Start doing it.
Yeah, I know.
I volunteered to do a PSA for them to help raise the money. We're not asking them to put up the money. We're asking them to help us raise the money.
Yeah, I know.
Of course you don't do it. Maybe it could turn into a major fundraiser for you. Do you ever think of that?
Yeah, that's right. I'm thinking of telling, our friend once I find her notes. I mean, her phone number and stuff. I'm going to do that right now.
Oh, you got to call that woman who called you one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, the head of the Helen Keller.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
I forget her name.
I have it.
I used to have her...
I have her number.
Phone number, but I forget her name. You ought to call her and say, look, you know, I need to... tell her...
Desperately.
Nobody will help me
get
this ramp. My ramp is all damaged.
It is, both of them are.
Tell her about the podcast, how many people we have.
Yeah.
Tell her that I volunteered my time to do a PSA. Yeah. We're not asking them for money. We're asking them to put their name on it and help us raise the money.
That's right. On all
and we'd be willing,
like,
to, we'd be willing to give them a donation out of it.
Guess what? She asked me, will you be willing to share your image and this to help the school? I said, no. Why should I? You didn't allow me to do anything, you know, to help me. Why should I share my image and stuff. That's
tell them if they help you get the ramp, you would be willing.
Yeah, and that's what I said, sort of.
Tell them what we want to do. Tell them about how many people we got on the podcast.
Yeah, we got a lot, you know.
Some of those people will hear the PSA.
Yeah. I have to talk to them again.
And we'll have to raise
doing that.
The money, and we'll give them a donation.
Yeah.
They can get a donation out of it.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to put in a ramp?
About $1,000-something.
That's all?
Yeah.
Nah, it's got to be more than that.
It depends on what kind of ramp you're going to build. You know, that's...
Well, the best one.
You
want you're
going
to do it, you do it right. The best one.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm going to get the nice one. Because it has to go over the existing platform that's there. So,
you call that ramp place and get an estimate.
I think I should. Yeah.
What the hell's the name of that place? I used to know the name of it.
Oh, God. But it has to go through to my backyard because my backyard is my emergency outlet. So we were seeking basically a ramp that goes both ways. So if something happens to the one in the front, the back would be there for an emergency exit.
Call the ramp place and find out how much it would be to build. Then you call the Helen Keller.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to do that. You know who had a beautiful ramp? That young lady who had the money for from the case that she had. Remember that woman? The one
I don't know who you're talking about.
I'll give it to you a second. The one who, I don't know if she passed on, but the one who, what's her name? Oh, darn it. The one who gave us the, oh, God, what the hell is that young girl's name? I don't know if she's living anymore. Forward Rise, I think.
I hope she's living.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Whoever you're talking about.
Forward Rise.
Forward Rise.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Melissa's daughter?
Yeah.
What about her?
Well, I don't know how I got... I was telling you about her, and he says, I don't think she's alive, and that's what made
me... Why do you say she's not alive? Why do you say a thing like that? Why shouldn't she be alive?
No, I just thought that she wasn't, because I thought you said that.
No, I didn't say that. I haven't spoken to them in years. What was her name?
Oh, God. I don't know.
I forget her name.
But
anyway,
I don't know her name.
As far as
anyway.
I know, she's well and alive and healthy and all that.
Thank God. Okay, so
God love
she, you know, I would definitely ask, because I saw the ramp there that was perfect. It worked out.
Well,
you know?
If we could get Helen Keller to help you get a ramp and do a PSA on it and help them... get a donation out of it. I don't see why they wouldn't help. They want to use you to promote this school. Let them do this for us and we'll do it.
Yeah. I'm gonna call back. I think I'll ask her. You know?
Call that woman.
Yeah, I am.
That head woman, I can't think of her name, but
I can't think of her name either.
Michelle knows who she is.
Yeah, I know. I got to call Michelle tomorrow and get her.
You make them a deal.
Yeah, I will.
You want us to help you? You help us.
Yeah, I want my podcast to be able to be, and also my photography stuff. I want to be able to do the podcast and do the photography and edit the photography and the video. So it's easier for us to use. I know how to do that, Frank, really well with doing that as well. So I don't understand why they can't put me up with all the equipment for me to do it. She said to me, we only do that for people who know how to use the equipment. I do. I learned it the hard way, but I learned it.
Equipment is that?
They haven't got me anything like a phone or anything to run the web or anything, like anything big.
Well, you've had some experience in the television studio with video equipment.
Yes,
that I know.
I have. I know I had other experiences.
That's probably
well.
A little different than online.
I used to do a lot of, things when I was in college. I did a lot of editing for newspapers. So I have it.
Well, newspapers is different
it's just
than video.
That, well, it is different, but I did it more on a time basis. So it was for, what is that thing? Oh, a calendar of events, and we had to have it in for every 2 weeks. So we did well with the pictures, mostly stills, but I did very well with that, and I was in every 2 weeks.
Let's see if they'll get you the ramp. They can use it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Suggest to them you can use this. If this, works out, you get do one for me, you can use this as a new way to raise money.
That's
for
right.
people who need it.
That's right. She wouldn't
you know?
Get me a better computer system. That bothered me. because I don't have enough space on that to do.
Yeah.
It was bothering me because it wouldn't have enough space. And that's when I told
you. You want us to do for you, you got to do for us. Don't let anybody take advantage of you.
No, I'm not.
You know?
You want to talk with me and do it together?
We have people who help us, and we put their name up here. We advertise them, you know, and they thank us. And they give us a little bit of funds to keep the show going.
Right.
You know, but they're doing for us.
It doesn't have to do really a lot, but something would
help. And we need, it would be nice to get a damn agency for the disabled to help us.
Yeah. You know what I would like? I need something that if you come here, you know, to record anything, I need something like a partition that we could keep it to that area. I don't want to be recording in here and nobody, you know.
Yeah, but you got a mother-in-law who is not going to go for all this.
What? No.
I said you got a mother-in-law who's not going to go for all that.
I have her rolling. I don't know. So we'll have to figure it out. Okay?
Nah, that's no good. You got to have a studio.
Okay. What do we do for a studio?
Because remember, you're going to have guests, not just me and you and the co-host. You're gonna have a guest. You got a guest.
Yeah, no.
How are you gonna put the people
in
there?
When are we getting back in the studio? So we're not gonna go back in the studio right away. What is the?
Well, I don't know.
The
I don't know what
is making
time
them not
is for that.
Unpredictable.
I don't know. I'm looking into trying to get a show up on Facebook.
Facebook.
I
know what
does a show.
I tried it last night, right? Just a play, right? And I just saw what they were like. They were horrible. You just go on Facebook, and all you got to do is keep people talking. It's not the best, you know, format. I just
keep
didn't
people
like
talk?
It. Yeah, it's mostly like a chat.
Well, I don't know. There's a friend of mine who does a show with him and his partner, and they do very well. They sell jewelry up there.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know. That's the
I
got to
find out
days.
How they do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I went and
what's
it's called, I think it's called Free Space or something like that. But you need a lot of equipment to be able to get that done. I don't have
all
of the equipment I need.
I know, that's what I got
to
what I got to find out.
Yeah, and I got to help you, too. I want to help you.
You know, mm-hmm. He has the equipment, obviously.
You know what I need, too? For you to help me with Braille so I could learn that. And once I learn it, I could just do it easily then. You know?
Well, you don't need Braille if you got the sound.
Yeah, but sometimes my ears... Well, I don't know. Sometimes my ears cut out.
But anyway, one thing at a time. See if they'll get you the ramp.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You know, see what they
say
about that. Tell them we'll give them a donation out of it. They can use it as a fundraiser.
Yeah. If they say no, then I'm really pissed now. You know, I don't like
no,
the fact that they're
no,
pushing
no,
me
no.
out of the way.
Hell with them. Then don't be involved with them.
The only thing I'm involved with is to get the rest of the equipment. That's it. And then I'm out of
there. Yeah, if they'll give it to you.
Yeah, they are.
If they'll give it to you.
No, they will. They are. They're doing that. That's
all right,
in
sight.
With the rest of it.
213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday. You're mad about something? Glad about something?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing that I'm glad about.
Yeah.
I am very happy that my guide dog, Charabelle, who's an Akita, is able to transmit signals to other dogs who want to be service dogs. Now, this is a very important point. You know, not every dog can do this. Yeah. My dog is a teacher to other dogs how to behave and how to be a service dog. I've seen it happen many, many times, you know, and I think it's a real plus. And she's a real measuring rod for what a service dog
should be like.
Should be like under any given circumstance.
Yeah.
So there's a glad.
Yeah, it's sure.
Dogs are great pack animals. They're great followers.
Yeah, they are.
If you have
a
dog,
and they're great healers. You know, if you have something wrong, you could tell when they actually. You know, they're pack animals, and then they include you in that pack. It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. You feel so welcome.
So that's what one of the great assets of what my dog does. You know, and despite the fact that these narrow-minded son of a bitches from these schools who say that Akita can't be a guide dog.
Yeah, right.
I put my dog up against any one of theirs.
Yeah, right.
In God work.
Any day.
Mm-hmm. All right, Inner Sight. And by the way, you can go to our website. We have something up there. We got to revise it. We have something up there about how to train a service dog on your own.
Yeah, we do.
Somebody read it the other day and commented that they liked it. So.
Yeah.
We need some, anybody out there who can help us once a week, just put some things up on the website, you know, we'll give you the password and all that, and do it on the phone. You don't have to go anyplace. Just click it. We need somebody desperately to help us do that. We want to update the website.
Mm-hmm.
We need a volunteer once a week, maybe just an hour on the phone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah,
not even
please.
Sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So anybody who
quick update.
Can help us with that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'd be happy to. And if you have a business or if you want to be public for some reason, we'll advertise you right here on the show. We'll even put you on the show.
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody out there who would help us. What about the high school cheerleader girls, you know, who maybe have a club they want to advertise or something, you know?
Yeah, whatever it is. Well, you know, if you have want to become a webmaster, this is the best way, you know, to do that. And excuse me, I have to just drink something.
And, you know, we'd be happy to, it's not a big thing, it's just putting things up there.
It is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. Uh-oh. Ah.
All right, what's all that noise in the background?
I don't know, actually.
You gotta cut that noise out.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it out. Hold on.
Inner Sight.
I'll put you in.
Monday night. Mad or glad. And we got a few minutes left. What is it? 8:53 Inner Sight. And we want to thank all our friends for helping us. 100. Let's get a count. Are you there? Hopefully be back in a minute. Inner Sight, last count, what, 114,280, was it?
I'm back. I just had to get something and get through the little area where it had sound.
Can you get me, get me a total? Everybody likes a total.
Yeah, I know. The total serial or the total count?
Total count.
The total.
Listens, for the listens.
Oh, cool. 114,292.
All right. We went up a little bit.
Yeah, we're still doing it, yeah.
It's almost 114,300.
Yeah, almost. Just eight more.
So we got
now,
people.
I got to be strong here because I got the old-fashioned root beer that comes from Stewart's. I love that. Remember the old-fashioned root beer?
Well, look how you don't spill that stuff all over your phone.
No, I got a phone that's a little has a little water resistance to it.
Yeah, but that's not water. That's root beer.
I know.
All right, in a sight.
Get sticky.
And I had a glad Monday. And I don't know why these people, you tell people, but they don't listen. You keep sending me text messages.
Yeah, and you don't.
And I can't get rid of them. I got to go into the phone store to have them deleted.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
How many meant to you? I wish I could delete it to you.
The whole
I
thing
wish
is full.
Closer.
So that's what was read to me anyway.
Oh God, that's a pain.
But
so you gonna go there tomorrow?
We'll
no,
get rid of
going into. Yeah.
Yeah, I go to the phone store and the guy will take them off.
Yeah. I
get
gotta sight. Put more shows.
Yeah. So anybody wants to be on the show, email innersight@pmpmail.com.
No,
I want to thank Delia for getting back to us, and she had some equipment she wanted to donate. I couldn't find anybody who wanted any of it, so
what
she donated it. She donated it to another group. She had a portable toilet seat, a walker, and a shower bench, I believe it was.
Yeah, I don't
from her dad.
Like that, yeah.
But I want
to
thank her for caring
yeah,
and getting
yeah,
back to
caring,
us
yeah.
and thinking of
that
us.
That was nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Greatly appreciated.
That is really cool.
If you'd like to be a guest on the show, if you have a business, or you're just an individual, or you have a disabled relative, or you are disabled yourself, give us a call, send us an email.
Yeah.
The InnerSight number is 631-224-3090. Leave a message, leave your number, and we'll call you back.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. I want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And we'll
Anytime.
Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic where you can pick your own subject.
Yeah, I'd love that,
too. Be your own boss.
Oh, yeah.
Open mic.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night on the Inner Sight.
Yep, I gotta put it
And
up
don't
now.
Forget our tentative date demonstration, nursing home, September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2, location to be announced. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Yep.
Stop them from destroying people's lives.
Yeah, it's important.
All right. We'll, Our show, our weekly show is on Wednesday night on the nursing home. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight. We all need
Good
more.
Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
We need more Inner Sight. I want it all. Give me all that Inner Sight.
Give me some of it at least.
All right.
Have
thank
a good
you.
One,
good night,
thanks.
Everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night.
Freedom.
Yes. Good night, everyone.